Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Accept the truth, and the truth is that if you believe that, you know, Christians, true Christians are the enemy and not Muslims, you're an idiot, plain and simple. Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, your lovable host, L. Rott, coming to you live from my bunkerized home studio somewhere within the great Granite State of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. It is Tuesday, June the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2015, the second day of the week as we continue rolling along. The number here, if you wish to join me live during the second hour of the fastest 2 hours of Internet Talk Radio, is 603-835-3224. That's 603-835-3224. California Senate. Now, California, they're in fiscal trouble out there, financial dire straits, and they're under this huge, you know, drought. It's the end of the world as we know it in California. Drought. You know, I don't know. Are they still protecting the smelt out there? That, you know, they could be. So on top of the fact that they're, you know, that they're in financial dire straits, they're in hydration dire straits. This is, you know, threatening to fine people, possibly even at some point put them in jail if they use too much water. But they're going to invite more people into the state, and here's how. You know, more people who are going to use resources that they don't have, meaning money and water, water and money. California Senate votes to let illegal immigrants get insurance under Obamacare. So now you Californians are going to be paying for illegals to get health care insurance. So they can go to the hospital, run up a bill, and make sure that the insurance carrier of their choice under Obamacare takes care of the whole thing. You know, why not? They want to give them, you know, they want to give them driver's licenses and give them access to other stuff. You know, we should be paying illegal immigrants, you know, they should also be eligible for food stamps and for other welfare benefits and programs. So, why not get insurance under Obamacare? The California Senate voted earlier today to allow unauthorized immigrants. I love this. Unauthorized immigrants. Just say illegal immigrants. To buy health insurance on a state exchange created under the Obamacare. A measure that would make the state the first to offer that kind of coverage. Now this is a Newsmax.com story, by the way. The Senate voted 28-11 in favor of the proposal, which still must be approved by the state assembly and signed by the governor, said Jesse Melgar, a spokesman for the bill's author, Senator Ricardo Lara. If the bill becomes law, California would become the first U.S. state to let unauthorized illegal immigrants access health insurance from its exchange, although a federal waiver would still be needed for that to happen. But the measure would not provide a subsidy for undocumented immigrants to buy health insurance, unlike U.S. citizens and legal residents who can qualify for such assistance based on their incomes. They're getting a subsidy anyway. They're not going to be paying the full boat. And then they're not going to be paying the full boat of the coverage that they're getting. So the insurance is going to pay for it, and then they'll just run up a bill. Yeah. We get the insurance now, and they pay for it for 2 or 3 months. Go to the doctor, run up a bill, and then they quickly run back across the border. Everything's copacetic, right? Of course. And who gets to pick up the tab? We, the taxpayer. And, you know, if these people are illegal, that means that they're poor in the first place. How the hell are they going to be able to afford Obamacare insurance? They're not, folks. So then what's going to happen? All these people, they sign up for Obamacare, but then they find out they can't afford it because, they don't have any money. Which is why they're illegal. So we're going to have to do something about that. We just can't, we can't let them not have health insurance and health care. They've got to have health care. So we're going to have to provide some sort of subsidy for their health care. Which really literally means taxpayer funded. Yeah, why not? Taxpayer can, pays for a lot. Why? What's the big deal? Why not just add another person? Not a big deal. You can do it. We all can do it, right? Just add another person. On everybody's tax roll or just add another person to Obamacare. Taxpayer can fit the bill. Just add them all. Illegal. They don't have to be here legally. They broke the law getting here. Yeah, they probably broke a number of laws getting here. But then, it's okay. Once they get here, we can pay for them, right? Yeah, because we can afford, because we're the United States. We're so rich. We have so much money. We can afford it. A House panel moves to block state funding over Benghazi emails. This is from thehill.com. House Republicans on Tuesday unveiled a spending bill that would withhold some funding for the State Department until officials cooperate with their investigation into the 2012 terrorist attacks in Benghazi, Libya. Did you know that's Libya? Libya. You know that's not Libya. Libya. That's the correct pronunciation. Libya! Now, the House Appropriations Committee, Committee's State and Foreign Operations Bill for Fiscal 2016 withholds 15% of State Department's operational funds until requirements related to proper management of Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA, and electronic communications are met, Republicans said in a statement. The bill makes good on a threat the House GOP had been considering earlier this month to use funding as a leverage to obtain documents related to Hillary Clinton's time as the nation's top diplomat. And this is one of the this is a beautiful thing. This is one of the first times that I have seen that they have seriously decided to go ahead and try to use the power of the purse to get things done. Now they just have to follow through. But this is a good sign. Yes, now the Republicans have to follow through. They can't be willy-nilly, wishy-washy, and fall back and give in and be, you know, they need to stand firm on this one. They really do. Now, this is how they can do a lot of different things. You know, the power of the purse can be very powerful. You can stop a bunch of Obamacare. So, no, you know, I actually, stuff here, there's another story that's related to that. A power of the purse. Yep. House panel. Another House panel. Votes to repeal Obama's medical devices tax. Now, see this is a Washington Times story, but all you have to do is just use the power of the purse. You know, start if you want to get rid of Obamacare, you start strangling the funding mechanism for it, and pretty soon it begins to wither up and dry on the and die on the vine. Now, a powerful House committee approved a bill Tuesday to repeal Obamacare's medical device tax, a provision that's been criticized by members of both parties as a misguided way to pay for the health overhaul. Now, the Ways and Means Committee voted 25-14 to repeal the 2.3% excise on sales of pacemakers, artificial joints, and other devices with Representative Ron Kind of Wisconsin, the lone Democrat to support the bill. It's an iron law of economics that when you tax something, you get less of it. Now, so we've really got our wires crossed here. We want more medical devices. What we want less of is this bureaucratic meddling. So, you know, hey, yeah, just toss on another two. You know, it's kind of like here in the Granite State. It's a little bit funny. You know, you want to offer something that's convenient that can also save this, you know, the government some money. So if you go to register your vehicle in many towns around here, you can now, you know, pay with your debit card or your credit card. No, I can understand with a credit card, you know, they're not set up for debit, you know, enter your PIN. But the whole point is that either you pay cash, you pay check, or you pay with your card. Now, most folks don't pay with cash because in our state, we have something very weird. You can't call up your town hall and say, do you know what my registration fees are going to be for my car this year? They won't tell you. They'll say, well, we can't tell you that. You have to come in. Okay, so how much money to bring? So you don't. So you end up writing a check. Well, it costs money to process a check. So if you want to use a card, then the state will charge you a convenience fee of 2.3%. What? You're going to charge me a convenience fee for saving you time and money. So you're going to get less of that. You're going to get less people using that, and they're going to use other things like the check. But here, they're saying, you know, well, look, if you don't believe that taxing something gives you less of it, look at cigarettes, tobacco use. You know, they're taxing the hell out of cigarettes and chewing tobacco. And what's happening? People are chewing less chewing tobacco and smoking fewer cigarettes. So people are quitting the tobacco habit, so much so that a lot of programs that used to be paid for by cigarette tax dollars now have to be paid for by other tax dollars because too many people quit smoking. Because the more you tax something, the less of it you're going to get. So if you're going to tax medical devices, are you going to get people who are going to be able to afford to use a pacemaker, or who's going to pay for that pacemaker? Well, it's the insurance company, right? So you tack on another, whatever a pacemaker costs, but you tack on another 2.3% to that, and what do you got? A more expensive pacemaker. Well, who pays for it? Well, the health insurance company is paying for it. And how do they get the money? Oh, through premiums. And so how are they going to get the money if they get it through premiums? They're going to raise premiums for the next, year comes. And what was the surprise? It's like 26%. Was it Blue Cross Blue Shield somewhere wants their rates to go up by 26% in 1 year? And look, people are being hammered with this Obamacare stuff. It really does need to be repealed. It needs to be repealed once and for all. This is costing the people of this country way too much. We were promised it was going to be cheaper. We were promised it was going to be better. We were promised we could keep our doctor. We were promised we could keep our hospital. We were promised all kinds of things. And what we got instead was a bunch of broken promises, more expensive premiums, higher deductibles, fewer doctors, fewer choices in doctors, fewer hospitals, fewer choices in hospitals. And now you got California that wants to offer Obamacare to illegal immigrants, who are then going to end up, you know, causing the people of California to foot the bill for them. Don't doubt me on that one. So it really is a law of economics. Now, Democrats on the panel, however, as usual, are crying foul, saying the GOP failed to come up with the $26 billion needed to replace the revenue. That's the whole point. You don't take away a tax like this. You're trying to defund the whole thing. So why the hell would the GOP come up with a way to replace the $26 billion needed to over a decade by scrapping the tax? Of course, that's the whole point. They're not coming up with a way to replace the $26 billion needed. Well, hey, Mr. Democrat. That's the point. The main point is, see, they missed the main point is not to get rid of the tax so people buy more pacemakers and more artificial joints. Taking away the tax is so we begin to starve Obamacare. Now, you know, the Republicans had better get their backbone stiffened. They better take their stiff backbone medicine or whatever, or get some backbone inserts, or they better go to the chiropractor or the doctor and have their backbones fused together, because they're going to start to get hammered. Well, if you take away, see, this is why all the premiums are going up, because you're taking away all the tax money for this. Well, no, the premiums are going up anyway. Premiums are going up, they're skyrocketing. And they weren't supposed to. Everything was supposed to go down, remember? Isn't that what we were promised? Supposed to go down. And instead, the cost of this stuff is going up. Up, up, up. And we don't seem to have an out or a choice. You know, you gotta buy into it. You gotta buy, because it's hey, it's only fair, you know, that you pay for, you know, if you have, you gotta pay for those who have not. It's the only fair thing to do, because otherwise you're a selfish, evil, rich person. Even if you're not, and we see where this is going, it's gonna start. These higher premiums are gonna go to cover, because, you know, fewer people than expected are being covered or using the exchanges. So that's part of the problem. Another part is you're throwing more people onto the system that aren't paying their full boat. And in California, their coverage costs are gonna go up even more if they allow illegals to get insurance under Obamacare. Well, not, you know, none of it really makes any sense, but it's the truth. It is what it is, folks, and it ain't what it ain't, and it's not what it probably should be, but there it is for you. You can't you can't deny that this is what, look, we've already had, New York Senate basically say, well, yeah, we should have a single payer universal health care here in New York. That's the goal for the entire country, by the way. It isn't just for New York. And that would include, you know, most likely allowing illegals to get some sort of coverage themselves. Paid for by who? You and me, taxpayer. Absolutely. We'd foot the bill. That's the way it always works. We foot the bill. They get the services they want, and then they go about their business. Some of them actually go back home. Come here for the freebie stuff, and then they go back home. Yeah, and they can repeat the cycle as much as they want because, you know, we're not closing the borders on them. Wouldn't that be something? One day they actually get to the border, find the border closed to their illegal trespass, and now they have to stay on the other side and deal with, you know, their own issues instead of making their issues issues of the American people. That would be fascinating to see. And I know I'm going to get, you know, you're just a heartless, cruel, cold person, Rod. No, I'm very compassionate. But look, we've got laws just like their country has laws, and the laws are there for a reason. You know, they're to protect everyone involved, not just the few. They're there to protect everyone, especially the citizens of that particular country. And in this case, that particular country is the United States of America. I have no problem with protecting our borders that way, just as I have no problem with any other country protecting their borders in their own way. They're free to do that. You know, if Canada all of a sudden wanted to shut down the border between the United States, then that's their prerogative. You know, really, I don't, it's whatever they need to do for themselves in their country and their people. I'm down with it. I'm fine with it. But don't you sit south of my border and tell me how to run my country, and then you do something totally the opposite in your own country. I mean, I don't like hypocrites here, but I sure as hell am not going to be listening to a hypocrite across the border telling me how to run my country. So, you know, Mexico, if you want to, if you want to encourage people to be illegal, then encourage the illegals to come to Mexico, not to the United States. Plain and simple. Because this is crazy. You know, why should we have to pay for them? We shouldn't have to pay for them. Not like this. And continue to pay. We can't afford to keep paying for these people. Look, and indeed, we're going to have to pay for all this stuff in the form of higher and higher and higher and higher premiums and deductibles. We're already starting to taste the higher cost of this stuff, even after we were promised, oh, it's going to be much cheaper. Not.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-1609. That's 1-800-352-1609.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 52security.com. That's the number 52security.com. 52security.com. Go to 52security.com.
Hurt or injured in a car accident? It can be hard to take the proper legal action after a car accident, but waiting can cost you more. The law requires car accident victims to assert claims promptly. You could lose out by simply waiting. Call 800-709-4667 right now to see what your claim could be worth when handled by a skilled attorney. With a lawyer fighting and speaking up for you, you could be entitled to a big cash award. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Now it's fast and easy to connect with the legal help you need after your car accident. Call 800-709-4667. The call is free, but you need to act now before time runs out on your claim. You need a lawyer to fight for you, protect you, and get you the compensation you need and deserve. Time's wasting. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Call now.
I considered suicide so I wouldn't put my family through all the pain.
Many of our warriors are returning home from the battlefield, only to face a new war, as they struggle with devastated injuries. At Wounded Warrior Project, we understand. We're there to help.
Even though you think you're broken, you're not. It's the physical and the emotional healing that Wounded Warrior Project provides.
With a gift of just $19 a month, you can join Wounded Warrior Project. You'll help provide critically needed programs and services that rebuild lives.
Beautiful!
The ongoing needs of our wounded and their families will continue for many years to come. Now is the time to show your support. Call now or go online with your gift of just $19 a month and we'll send you this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
It made me feel that there's people out there that care about us.
After this event, we can finally maybe start to heal as a family and move forward.
We need your help. The families are hurting.
For many of our wounded heroes, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. That's why your gift of just $19 a month is so important. Please call or go online right now.
You shouldn't have to pay to talk to the people closest to you, or the people who used to be. That's why Umbrella Wireless is proud to announce the new Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Now you'll get unlimited calls to your best buddy, your mom, or Cindy, once she realizes that you're seriously meant for each other and should stop screening your calls. Now the 30 minutes of agonizing silence where you're both afraid to hang up may drain your battery, but it won't drain your wallet. And you'll get unlimited calls just to check if she still cares enough to pick up, with no extra charges. With a Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan, your phone will automatically answer calls from your ex, because maybe she finally realizes that you're the only one for her and wants to get coffee sometime. Now, after lonely nights of looking at pictures of the road trip you took together when everything was great, your misspelled texts are absolutely free. The only thing you have to pay for is the booze. The Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Because she wants you back. She just doesn't know it yet.
The TSA. Oh, I mentioned mentioned something about TSA yesterday, but today, the TSA, there's a story out from the Washington Times. TSA bragged about gun seizure success rate ahead of a new failure report. Expert says 90%, 95% failure rate from day one. Yeah. You know, they have to, you know, take your clothing, right? You know, those scanner things takes pictures of you as if you were nude through your clothing. So this week's report that the TSA failed to, well, they failed because they said, well, this stuff, you know, nobody's going to see your nude pictures from the TSA, right? And then they ended up being on the internet. This week's report that the TSA failed to spot 95% of contraband weapons snuck through in tests of airport screeners comes just a few months after the agency bragged about the good job it was doing in sniffing out guns and other weapons. More than 2,000 guns, an average of 6 a day, were discovered by Transportation Security Administration screeners in 2014. The agency said in a post declaring the seizures a great year. But the failure rate in the new classified report suggests that the rate of those that got through could be much higher. Now lawmakers in Capitol Hill are wondering why the agency was touting its success even as investigators were spotting holes. And we've been, we've heard about all these holes before, both at the gate, you know, screening at the gate, and in the luggage department area, you know, people putting stuff into their luggage that then gets put into the airplane's cargo hold or luggage hold. But look, we've already, you know, they're the TSA. We have to understand that millions of people get screened by them per day. Totally get it. But the problems that they have at the TSA and that have, you know, that really do damage to personal liberty and personal privacy that happens on a daily basis is mind-boggling. And yet all of this contraband is still able to get through. Now, let me repeat that, folks. It's still able to get through. So what is that? What does that say about you feeling safe in your air travel? You know, are they real? You know, the TSA is yet to foil and catch a hijacking, an attempted hijacking. Yeah, they still haven't done it. Because they're not really originating from here, and you know, grannies and nuns are really not the criminal, the terrorist. I mean, they're missing weapons and they're missing detecting weapons and missing detecting explosives, you know, and that's one of the things you're supposed to be able to really sniff out, you know, because you gotta, you know, all your products that you have to have, you know, like your shampoo and your liquid soap and your toothpaste and stuff, they have to be in these tiny, tiny tubes. And these tiny, tiny tubes have to be in a plastic bag, you know, a clear plastic bag, and you've got to take it out of your bag and place it on top of your bag so the TSA agent can not only see them, but so it can be x-rayed going through. And, but they're still missing. How are they still missing stuff? I don't know how you're, by the way, as a side note, that has nothing to do with, well, it, you know, it might. Marijuana church is given a tax exempt status in Indiana. Now, my question is that if you're a member of the marijuana church, are you going to be able to get your marijuana on board, or will the TSA confiscate it? And then if they confiscate it, will it actually be confiscated, or will they be using it? to self-medicate in the back rooms. You know, look, there are all kinds of crazy things that go on behind the scenes of any organization. And this is the truth. We know this. So to think that the TSA is not doing crazy things is really kind of naive. Now, ABC News reported Monday that investigators from the Homeland Security Inspector General's office had managed to sneak contraband material by TSA screeners in 67 of 70 tests they ran. 67 of 70. Now, for being harassed and harangued while going to the airport and being forced to take off your shoes and your belt and being forced to stand with your hands up like your guns pointed at you inside these stupid, you know, nudie radar picture-takey thingies, you would assume that the failure rate would be a lot less than 95%. What are you going through all that stuff for? Why are you taking off your shoes and you know, opening your laptop and turning it on? And why is your camera being scrutinized? And why do you have to put your, you know, your toothpaste and shampoo into little tiny bottles and then put it in a baggie? And why do you gotta, you know, take off your belt and then go through this, you know, nude X-ray machine? If they're still going to miss 95%, it's all for naught. Well, you know, we're stopping that 5%, Ron. That's important. But basically, think about it. You go through all of those steps just to find out that somebody on the plane that you're getting on most likely got something through, even though they have no nefarious ambitions whatsoever. They most likely got something through that they shouldn't get through. They may have even forgotten that they had it or didn't realize that it shouldn't be something they shouldn't have. But they got something through on your flight. I just think about that. You know, I know, Rod, you can't do that. You're going to make people feel uncomfortable and unsafe. Well, you know what? You gotta hold people accountable and hold their feet to the fire. If they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then why are you paying them? And we're paying all these TSA, and these, you know, these are not low paying jobs at the TSA. And they're government jobs for one, so they're, you know, they got good bennies and, as they say, and that kind of thing. But they're not doing their job. If 95%, if they failed 95% of the time to detect nefarious stuff from getting through the process, that's not safety. Now, one could argue if it was flipped and said only 5% gets through, you could say, well, okay, that's a good ratio. We can improve on it. We need to get that number down to, you know, 1% or less, because all it takes is one, right? But where do you start? When you're starting, it's one thing when you're at 5% and you want to go to, you know, 3% and then 1% and then zero. It's another thing when you're starting at 95%. And if you want to cut it in half, if you're at 5%, you want to cut it in half. What is it? It's 2.5%, right? If you're at 95%, where, you know, you're at 47.5% is your cut in half, or still almost half of the nefarious stuff is going to get through. That's a goal. Now, the story continues. This news raises serious questions about the TSA's competence and could undermine their previous claims. Now, this past January, TSA bragged about stopping an average of 6 firearms a day last year, but now Americans aren't sure if that's a measure of success or a colossal failure. Well, if they can get, let's look at it this way. Let me put it in perspective. If you have, if you're stopping at 5 guns per day, but you're missing 95 out of 100, how do you tout that as a success? That's what it is. That's what a 95% failure rate is, people. Out of 100 weapons that try to get through the TSA screening, 5 are stopped. 95 get through. Still feel safe? It's not time for a revamping. It's time for getting rid, and we're not going to get rid of the TSA. Once the government took over, we're not getting rid of it. But it's time, and it really is time to get rid of it. We never should have had them in the first place, really. Senate approves sweeping reforms to NSA spying programs. Yeah, everybody's probably heard about this by now. The Senate, late Tuesday, sent legislation reforming the nation's surveillance laws to President Obama's desk days after a stalemate caused the National Security Agency's powers to lapse. The 67-32 vote for the USA Freedom Act came more than 36 hours after three parts of the Patriot Act expired, forcing the NSA to wind down its bulk collection of U.S. phone data. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suffered a political blow during the bruising fight over the legislation. He and other hawkish Republican senators opposed the bill even after the House approved it in a broad bipartisan vote. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid lambasted McConnell for the lapse in Patriot Act provisions, arguing it would not have happened if the GOP leader hadn't spent so much time on trade legislation in the previous month. Well, adding further insult to McConnell's injury, all three of the amendments to the legislation he supported died on Tuesday. McConnell was also thwarted by Senator Rand Paul, a presidential candidate, and his erstwhile ally. And that's simply because, you know, the people who were in on writing the original Patriot Act, say the stuff the government is doing with it now was not in the act, and some of it is actually illegal. So now we have this USA Freedom Act. And, well, we'll see if the president signs it, but, you got bipartisan support in the House on the bill, so that means that there's probably something wrong with it. But, if a Democrat likes it, you should probably throw it away. Just saying, if a Democrat likes it, you should probably toss it. Hey, if a Democrat likes your bread, you probably should change your recipe. Just saying. It's the truth. Whenever I have learned over my short time on this planet that when Democrats really, really like something, you probably should think twice about liking it yourself. Really. We could have probably said that about, the war on terror going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, that a bunch of the liberal Democrats were all on board and they liked it. That probably should have been George W. Bush's call to action to say, hold on now, something's not right here. I got all these Democrats who are liking this. There's got to be something wrong. Got to be something wrong. I know we can look back now and kind of try to laugh a little bit about such a tragedy, but seriously, look what has happened since then. You have all these Democrats saying, I was for it before I was against it. And, knowing what we know now, would you still attack Iraq? We're getting all this crap about, how bad the decision was. And we had all of these Democrats who were supporting it. So again, I reiterate, if a Democrat really likes something, you probably better run the opposite direction. So I don't know if the Democrats are liking this USA Freedom Act. They know something that we don't, and they're going to put one over on the Republicans at some point. So I don't know. Hey, they liked the Patriot Act too at one point. Now they're claiming that they don't, but never, ever, ever. I say never, ever, but ever trust a liberal Democrat. If they like something, you really need to go the other way. You know, don't doubt me. Just run. Run away. You know, kind of like the rabbit. You know, it's from Holy Grail. It's a bunny. It's a killer rabbit. And all the knights are falling left and right trying to fight this rabbit, killer rabbit. And they end up saying, run away, run away, run away. So if a Democrat likes something, run away. Did you hear what the president said today? All right, yeah, you know, there are people that have said that the president has some mental issues. I never would have gone that far, but other than, you know, his own narcissism and, you know, his desire to fundamentally change the country. But, you know, I gotta tell you, after hearing what this guy said today, I'm like, he can't possibly believe what he says, because if he really believes it, he does have mental issues. I'm not being facetious about this at all, folks. I'm being serious as a heart attack here. If Obama says that, you know, we are, you know, under his tutelage, leadership, we're now, you know, the most respected nation once again in the world. I mean. What? By whose standard? By whose measurement? Basically, he says, I've restored the U.S. as the most respected country in the world. But again, by whose standard? I I wrote an article. And, you know, people, you could read it over at rodeckles.net, or you could read it in a number of different places now being published in different places. But, you know, it's about using a hammer. You know, the original title of it is Smash It With a Hammer. You know, and some people are titling it, you know, why I need a sledgehammer. And, you know, it's about I need an 8-pound sledgehammer to whack myself upside the head to put myself out of my misery. Because talking to liberals and listening to what they have to say, and I wrote this before this buffoonery came about the president saying, you know, I've restored the U.S. as the most respected country in the world. Now, I am not prophetic. I've never claimed to be prophetic, and I don't believe in prophecy type of stuff like that. But I got to tell you, it couldn't have come at a, you know, I seem to be hitting these articles and writing these articles at appropriate, the most apropos times. So basically that the president believes that he has done, he's done it all, folks. Everything. That he's the guy. He's the one that's turned it around for the United States of America. That he and he alone have restored the faith and respect in the eyes of the world. Monday, while President Barack Obama was answering questions at a town hall with Yesili fellows, Y-S-E-A-L-I, an exchange program for community leaders from ASEAN, or ASEAN, A-S-E-A-N, the Association for Southeast Asian Nations. Where do all these acronymic associations come from? And where do they get their money from? You know, I'm missing something. I'm going to start myself my own association and start soliciting donations or something. Yeah, you know, I need to have my own foundation. Now, I promise that I will not garner any money from outside. Well, I probably won't get very rich then if I don't, you know, go get foreign government money. But I won't get foreign government money. Well, I guess I can because I'm not in a position to influence government policy. So I guess I can get foreign government money if they want to give me some. I'm telling you, I'm going to start my own foundation. That's the way to go. That is the new American entrepreneurial business. The Clintons have shown us the way. But he said that his administration, the Obama administration, Obama said that has restored the United States as the most respected country on earth. Now, Obama said, people don't remember, but when I came into office, the United States in world opinion ranked below China and just barely above Russia. And today, once again, the United States is the most respected country on earth. Part of that, I think, is because of the work we did to re-engage the world and say we want to work with you as partners with mutual interest and mutual respect. It was on that basis we were able to end two wars while end two wars, Mr. President. What two wars did you end? Oh, the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war? What's going on in Iraq right now? What's going on in Afghanistan right now? Well, you didn't end anything. You just took us out of the equation. So now the terrorists, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS are running rampant. And you want to say that people out there believe that now we're now the most respected nation on the planet because we've given up? I guess if that's how you measure, you know, respect and success is by you cutting and running and giving up, then yeah, I guess we've done a bang up job on that one under your tutelage and your administration. Can't deny that one. You know, he's just he's so brilliant. He's more brilliant than he knows. The reasons why we are moving in the direction to normalize relations with Cuba and a nuclear deal that we're trying to negotiate with Iran, that is garnering us lots of respect around the world. Yeah, really. Alternate Earth again? Sliders? Must be. Well, that sound means I am out of time for today. That's right. I'm Rod Echols. This has been the Rod Echols Show. Have a great night, everybody. See you back here tomorrow. I'm out. We'll be right back.